Okay. Welcome everyone to our beautiful radio show. I am Stephanie Parrish, the voice of hope and healing, and I want to thank our sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't have a show. This wouldn't be possible. And we have got an amazing guest today. He's a good friend of mine. I'm so excited to have him on the show. His name is Dr. Vincent Leonti. Do I say that right? I'm not sure if I say that
You just
right.
said that right. Perfect.
Oh,
Yep.
perfect. Also known as Dr. Vincent, or to me, just, hey, buddy, Vince, how are you? Anyway, he's got an amazing, amazing story to tell. And I just felt it was very, very important to share this with all of you. As Vince and I were talking just before the show, we were talking about how important it is that we, as practitioners and doctors and the different people that we get a chance to talk to, how important it is for our audience to know that we do believe in what we're doing and we do use the tools that we have. So as we get going, you will see that his arm is hooked up to an IV machine, or what would you call it? It's not even IV, is it? Yeah. So
Yeah,
he's
it's an
having,
idea. Yep.
it is IV. He's having a treatment right now of, tell us what it is again.
I'm having it's called major autohemotherapy. Being reinfused with my own blood that has been exposed to ozone and is being filtered through ultraviolet light to pick up the photons of light and being reinfused into my body to help with the oxygen. Immunomodulation and anti-inflammatory effects.
Okay, and besides that, he's on the show. So we're super excited. This is one thing I love about him, because he actually practices what he preaches. And that's the way I feel, because if we don't know what it's doing to our bodies, we don't really know what's happening with our clients, right? So I'm going to start right here, and I want you to tell your just amazing story of starting way back when you were so as a child, and what made you decide to become a doctor, and we'll just go from there.
Okay. When I was like 14 years old, I was helping my dad shovel snow in the blizzard in New York City. It was supposed to be a rain event, but it dropped a couple of feet of snow where we lived.
Oh.
And so my dad and I were out there shoveling snow, and we finished. It was a lot of hard work. And we went inside. And that disappeared for a little bit. And then when he came down the stairs a little while later, he was gray and sweating. And, we realized he was in trouble. He was in the midst of having a heart attack from shoveling snow.
Oh, scary.
So we called the ambulance. And of course, it took a little while in the middle of a blizzard to get there, but they did. And they took that away. And, he was not doing well. But he met this amazing doctor at the hospital who took care of him and nursed him through. And, I was just so relieved. I mean, when I was 14 years old, the thought that, I might lose my dad was just crushing
Yes.
me. And so when, he pulled through that with this amazing doctor, I was just so relieved. And right then I was like, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor like that, a doctor who helps people, a doctor who helps heal people, and you do those kind of things. So that's I put my mind to that. And fortunately I was a good student and accomplished my dream of becoming a doctor. And always in the back of my mind was, I don't want to get heart disease like my dad did. Now, my dad smoked Lucky Strikes. He was 60 pounds overweight. So I thought, he did what a lot of people in his generation did. Didn't really exercise that much. So I'm like, well, it's going to be easy for me to avoid heart disease because, he's got all these risk factors. So I ate the American Heart Association diet. I did what they said to do. My cholesterol was, just kind of average American cholesterol. I figured, yeah, I'm good. And I exercised. I was active. I ran four marathons over the course of my life.
Crazy.
But So one day I was out for just a routine training run. It was like a 3 mile run, which, for me was just what I did. And, in the middle of it, I get this severe chest cramp. I never had anything like it. It made me stop running. What was that? Try to run a little bit more. Severe cramp again. I'm like, said to my running partner, Rich, I said, Rich, I think we better go back to the car. I don't think I can keep running. When we get the car, I'm like, no, just we'll take it easy on the way back. So I mostly walk back to the car, and then I went home, and guys are big deniers about what's going on, but I had made a vow to myself that if I had anything like this, I was just going to tell my wife, and then I knew she'd tell me what I really should do.
Now,
So
I
she
want to
did.
insert here, Vince. I want to insert here. You're a doctor
I'm a
at this
doctor.
time, right? You're a doctor this time. So who would you call? The doctor, right? I mean, that's just kind of because here you are suffering this that your clients do, your patients do, and it's you going through this. That's, wow. Okay, so
So when
you
it's
go to the
us,
wife.
I go to the wife, because when it's us, even if you're a doctor, sometimes I've known doctors who haven't done the best things. And unfortunately, there was a doctor who I heard afterward was having chest pain right around the same time that I was, and he didn't do anything about it. And he unfortunately died a sudden death.
Wow.
So I went to my wife, told her, told me what to do, which was, call the cardiologist. So I did, and within a couple of days I had my stress test, which I flunked. So within 3 days I had my cardiac cath, and that showed an 80% blockage in my left anterior descending artery, one of the arteries that they call the widow maker, and 70% in another artery. So
Wow.
that was a wake-up call for me. Here I was thinking I was doing all the right. I was doing what, the best medical science had to do at that
Exactly.
time. And so I started asking the doctors, the cardiologists, why did this happen? And the best they could come up with was, oh, your family history. Your dad, he had a, heart attack, at the age of 7 months. Yeah, but I mentioned he smoked Lucky Strikes. He was 60 pounds overweight and in exercise. I was 10 years older. I was 57 at that point. But it's like, why did this happen to me? Somebody who's fit, somebody, who takes care of themselves, or somebody who's eating the American Heart Association diet, which, by the way, turns out not to be the best one. But,
We'll talk about that in
you
a minute.
know. So that started me on my journey of looking for what I call the hidden risk factors that people have that are, life-threatening, essentially. Cause premature heart disease, can cause sudden death. Here we are for the past over 100 years now, cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer. And even with COVID, cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer, even through all the years of COVID. So
Wow.
there's something where, conventional medicine, we're missing something here.
Right.
And I found out what many of those things were that we're missing. So,
That had to have been
yeah.
really kind of mind-blowing for you, knowing you're doing everything you were told to do and thinking you were doing everything right. And it still happened.
And still happen.
I know a lot of our listeners are probably out there in the same situation. I know there's a lot of very healthy athletes and very healthy people that are just having lots of issues. And it's like, I remember at the senior games down in St. George one year, one of the very healthy athletes had a heart attack and died right there. It's like, what? How is this possible? So it is possible. So that's what took you on your journey of the next phase of your life, right?
That is correct.
Which is amazing. So what did your wife think? Because she had to have been thinking a lot the same as you. We're doing everything. He's very healthy, he's very fit.
I mean, obviously Obviously, she was scared.
Right.
You have something like that. Don't call that artery the Widowmaker for, no reason.
Right.
Yeah, she was scared and just like, yeah, why did this happen? And, is your life insurance paid up?
Course, that's the first question. Make sure that's taken care of. Life insurance.
But yeah, no, she was scared for sure, and not really having any answers other than, well, yeah, you got the stents in, and they're good for a number of years, and take this cholesterol medicine. But yeah, I knew something was missing, and she knew
Right.
something was missing.
Did you feel like that was just a band-aid that was being put on there to help you get through, or did you believe in what was happening, or what were your thoughts at that
I mean,
time?
I did believe what was happening, that it would help, but it's still, the question still nagged at me,
Yeah.
and I wasn't 100, when you don't know, you're not 100% sure, right, that what's going on is helping as much as it can. I believed it
Right.
was helping. I wasn't sure it was helping as much as it could, that
Right.
there was something, again, I keep saying it, something was missing, and I couldn't put my finger on it, because when I was in conventional medicine, there wasn't any framework to figure that out.
Right. And of course, as you said, heart disease has been the number one killer for decades, right?
Yeah,
And
decades.
so,
Yeah.
and it's
Yeah,
like,
centuries,
why?
over a century.
Over a
Yep.
century.
Yeah.
So,
So, I mean, when we're talking, when we're starting over a century ago, they didn't have the drugs, they didn't have the procedures, but now we have the drugs, we have the procedures. I mean, look at the amount of money that's being poured into heart disease, and still the number one killer, one of the main reasons for premature death. Yeah. So, something, there are other things that people need to do.
right. Well, with that being said, I don't want to go too far ahead yet because we've got to take our first break here in just a second. But I was just thinking so much about this. If it keeps reoccurring, keeps reoccurring, keeps reoccurring, what are we missing? Right. And I know you've said that a few times. What are we missing? And I think that's what kind of led you into the next path of your life, which I think is absolutely fascinating. So when we come back from break, we'll talk more about what you did after that, because you wanted answers to that too, right? I mean, this has happened to you now. This you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, and here you're in the same situation as your father was in, that had things all against him, and you didn't. So apparently you didn't, but you did. So let's take our first break here, and we're going to turn it over to our sponsors for a minute, and then we'll come back and talk about what you did next, because I think it's absolutely fascinating. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back, friends. We are here visiting with the amazing Dr. Vince Leonti. I love this man. He's got quite the story. If you've been listening, he's got an amazing story to tell from his own experience of having the Widowmaker heart attack after being very, very fit. Even out on a run is when this was happening. So at that point in time, he was an emergency room doctor, correct? Is that,
Correct.
and he was just very, very well renowned emergency room doctor, and realizing he needed to make some differences, some changes, because this is all still the number one killer, right? But there's other things that
Correct.
we can do. So I'm going to have you take that over and tell us what happened after your lovely wife convinced you to get in. Gotta love the wives, right? Gotta have a little plug. So what happened
Absolutely.
next?
So I had, flunked my stress test, had my cardiac cath, got two stents in, much to my surprise. Did all the things that, the cardiologist said. I took cholesterol medicine, all of that. And I went back to life, but it had this nagging question: why did this happen? Why did this happen? And I couldn't get the answers. until I found the path of integrative and holistic medicine. My grandson was having some health problems, and my daughter was facing those challenges, and he was having some problems with acid reflux. He was put on some medication for that, and he stopped eating, my grandson. So she called the doctor who put him on the medication, said, "I'll call in another medication," and called in another medication. And when my daughter went to pick it up, the person behind the counter said, "The pharmacist wants to talk to you." She went to talk to him, and he said, "Is your son's birthday correct? Is he really only 9 months old?" She said, "Yes." He said, "Well, this medication is severely contraindicated for anyone under the age of two. It can make him stop breathing."
Oh, he was only 9 months old when all this was happening.
Yep.
Wow.
Yes. So that started her down the path of integrative health. She became an integrative nutritionist, became a functional diagnostic nutritionist. And now she's actually a rapid transformational therapist, getting deeper and deeper into all of this. So she started telling me, which led me to the Institute of Functional Medicine. She likes to joke that she, brought me from the dark side to the light side of medicine.
Amen. Amen, brother.
And when I went to the Institute of Functional Medicine, I realized many of the things I've been missing, that I was able to find the answers there. And what we think is something new is actually often something old, the wisdom of the ages,
right? Long before pharmaceutical medications, right?
Looking at lifestyle and diet and nutrition and all of that, all the foundational things that we've lost sight of nowadays, because we think we, we could just take medication and it'll make us healthy. Or we could have a procedure done and we'll be healthy. But that's not really true. We
right.
really have to, live the life, walk the walk of the talk that we're talking. So, that got me going. And in that journey, as I got deeper and deeper into it, I realized all the risk factors that I had that, were not identified in conventional medicine, that I've not even thought of in conventional medicine.
Right.
So that, So that led me to a point where, wow, I can take care of myself now. And then my daughter suggested, we could actually open up a practice and we could help a lot of other people.
Wow. So Vince, before we go on right now, when you were doing all this training at that point in time, or even now, what was the biggest surprise to you? Is there anything that stands out that you're going, whoa?
What's the biggest surprise to me? I guess what, I guess a couple of things. I guess number one, the power of nutrition and diet, power of lifestyle, how powerful those are. Those are the things that really change the trajectory of, how most people are living. What their health status is. Now, sometimes we get beyond that, and then, we need things like supplementation to augment what's going on. And then, I guess what has just fascinated me, the deeper and deeper I get into this, is just really what we're trying to do is really get down to the cellular and subcellular level Because it turns out it's really about the immune system and the mitochondria and all of that that is really what's making the difference and really what is causing people not to feel well.
Right.
We have to get to all the inputs that are blocking, the energy production in the mitochondria, all the toxins that are in this world nowadays, all the poor food that people are eating, because that's eventually what fuels our body, our cells, our brain.
Right.
And when we
What are we
get
fueling it
healthy,
with? Right?
what are we
What's in
fueling
there?
it with? Yep. So, really, it's beautiful in its simplicity, but that simplicity is so complex because there are so many different ways that you can take care of this. But ultimately, it's really about how we take care of our bodies and ourselves. And if we take care of them, they'll take care of us.
Well, this is
But
a
we
perfect
have to.
segue into what she is doing to you right now, because I believe she's starting to take that off, right? So, for those of us that are not watching, but on the radio, tell us, explain to us what's happening right now, because those that can see it can see he's all tied up to a machine, blood flowing.
Yep. So I'm having what's called major autohemotherapy with ozone and ultraviolet light. So what that does, so the procedure just quickly is that Felicia started an IV on me. She has drawn a small amount of my blood, about 60 mLs of my blood. She's put that in the bag with saline. And into that bag, we have an ozone generator in our office. We generate some ozone by running some electric current through pure oxygen that reconfigures some of the molecules of O2 into molecules of O3, which is ozone. Ozone, people hear about the ozone layer and that's toxic and that kind of thing. Not exactly true, much more complicated than that. But when we use medical ozone, it's not toxic to the body. It is very powerful, very reactive, but what that power does is helps the body create a whole lot of antioxidants that quenches inflammation, that helps the immune system work better, and provides a lot of energy to the body, especially as we are as the blood is being reinfused. It's run through ultraviolet light, and then hemoglobin and other proteins actually pick up the energy of the light, the photons of the light, and transfer it into the body. So wherever the body needs that energy, those cells are actually drawn there and provide a lot of energy. And usually that's for healing, that's for modulating the immune system, for turning down inflammation. So it's a great thing. It's great for any kind of chronic infection. They were using this, the Germans were using this in World War I before we had antibiotics to treat the wounds that people were getting on the
Right.
battlefield. So if it has that kind of power, it has the power to fight the chronic infections that people have now, including things like chronic Lyme and long COVID and all of that. So it's yeah, I try to get this done every couple of weeks or so. It's
Okay.
great for anti-aging. It's great for heart disease. So obviously my interest in that,
Right.
and it really helps. So what are we trying to do? We're trying to age as slowly and gracefully as we can.
Let's say
And
you
this
look
is
younger
going to do it for
already,
you.
just from the beginning of this
I
to now. So it's
don't know. Can you,
working.
is my halo growing, glowing
It
a
is. You've
little
got this
bright in my
beautiful
aura?
shine back there. It's fabulous. And I think the thing that's so cool, well, I love everything that you do, is because there are so many options now than there used to be. And you're being one to get it out there and talking about it. And we are so blessed to be surrounded by so many wonderful people in the functional medicine world and the alternative health world, that people are starting to learn that there are options. They don't have to go to pharmaceuticals. They don't have to have surgeries. They don't have to have these things, which was your world for a very, very long time. And now, I mean, you're sitting here, and I love this that you're sitting here on this show with me with your arm with an IV in it, getting infused with amazing stuff that's just helping your body. And I know there's a lot of really, you do a whole bunch of other stuff, but I love that we're being able to witness this, those that can see it, and we'll be able to hear what's happening, because it is, there is so many options out there, and people need to understand what those options are and find a really good place to go to be able to be given those options and explained those options.
Yep. Totally agree. Yep.
So you and your daughter are running this clinic, but you're with other people. Is that right? Am I mistaken, or is that correct?
Yeah, we have, you're right. We have other people. We have, because nutrition is so important, we have a holistic nutritionist on staff, and she helps guide people, because, you know, that is just one of the key foundations people's health. You know, what, when we eat, what we, you know, the reason we eat is to provide fuel to our cells, to our mitochondria, to make energy. That's what keeps us going. We are actually energetic beings, you know.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we want to provide the best fuel, you know, nutrition that we can.
Yes.
And that helps our mitochondria. And then I'm helping my mitochondria from the other direction, because what is the other fuel is oxygen that helps us make energy.
Exactly.
And those two things, what we eat and what we breathe, makes energy. And that's what keeps us going.
It's so simple, isn't it? Really? I mean, it's so simple, but we have to be careful what we eat, because there's so much garbage out there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Some things we'll eat will provide energy, but not the most efficient energy, not the cleanest energy, you know, not the most vital energy, if you will.
Before we take our next break real quick, Vince, tell us, if somebody's going to the grocery store, what are they looking for?
They're looking for whole foods, not processed foods. They're looking for, you know, to get a lot of phytonutrients, so a lot of vegetables, you know, some fruit, not a ton of fruit, because there's a lot of sugar in fruit, but, you know.
Do you think organic is good, a good way to go?
Oh, organic is much better, because there's going to be, you know, much fewer toxins in organic. You know, I can't say there's not going to be, there's going to be zero because of this environment we live in.
But if they wash them, that helps too, right? So everything should be washed before chewed.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So yeah, looking for the food your grandmother would recognize, you know, as food.
If you can't pronounce it, it's probably not really food, right?
That's right. Yeah, if you look at a package and, you know, if there's 50 ingredients, that's probably not the thing you want to buy.
Right.
You know, it's those, the simple, the simplest, the closest to real food as you can get is the best kind of thing. And yeah, just, and just, yeah, real food, whole food.
Somebody told me, a holistic person that I work with that does a lot of food, said, if it's something God created, then that's good for your body. If it's something that man created, not so good. So on that note, we're going to take our break and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what you're actually doing right now and your new book that just came out that I'm so excited about.
Okay.
So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Okay, welcome back, friends. We have had quite the fun little break here while you guys were all listening to our amazing sponsors. Dr. Vince has been hooked up to something new besides what he was just on. So I'm going to let him tell what this is that they've, that that Felicia, right, has just put into your arm. So why don't you tell us what this is?
So this is something called methylene blue. I don't know if, how well it'll show up on here.
Okay. It is blue going through there. He showed it to me. It's truly blue.
So methylene blue was used, really, when it was discovered, it was used as a dye for just, you know, histopathology slides and that kind of thing. But then people realized that it had antibacterial properties. And then when people started taking it for that, they realized that it had some energetic properties, and it's been studied over the years. Turns out that methylene blue is an electron donor, in the mitochondria. And electron donation is what actually is the chemical process that helps us create energy.
Wow.
So methylene blue, when it's given, I'm getting it intravenously, but it can also, some people will take it. There's oral preparations of that that are used for various things, for things like chronic Lyme infections and that kind of thing, because of its antibacterial property. And it helps heal the mitochondria, create energy in the mitochondria. So you can use it that way also. It does turn your urine blue also, so you have to be prepared for that.
Fun. So Vince, let me ask you, because I get a lot of my clients ask me when I'm explaining what's happening when they're doing the oxygen with me, the hyperbaric oxygen is the energy. And I try to tell people, tell me if I'm correct, that it's not the energy that you're going to be able to go out and run a 5K, which you've never run a 5K before. It's the energy for your body to repair itself. Correct?
That is exactly right. Right. Yes. Yeah. People, when you tell them that the hyperbaric is going to help them create energy, their first thought, as you said, is like, oh, I'm going to come out of there.
Yay.
And I'm just going to, yeah, as you said, yeah, have a ton of energy. No, what is happening is it is like, it's a physiologic law that it gets more, the mitochondria get more energy. They produce more oxygen. They produce more energy. But that energy is used for the body's most vital needs, which are usually healing, and putting, you know, helping the body create a whole host of antioxidants and things that help with that healing process. People eventually, usually, in my experience, do get more, you know, feel more energetic
sure.
as their mitochondria heal and everything. But that often takes a while. I mean, I had a young man who was bedbound from chronic Lyme disease. He'd been bedbound for 2 years. I mean, he could barely get up and, you know, be out of bed for a few hours and would have to lay back down. And when he got serious about using hyperbaric, over the course, it took him about 3 months, but he went from being bedbound to coming into my office and telling me that he was hiking the hills in his local park with his younger sister, because he had that kind of energy now. And
it's fascinating.
When he started, he couldn't even tolerate the full effects of the hyperbaric,
yeah.
The mild hyperbaric chamber. We had to like titrate him slowly up because it was just too much for him. So yes,
you know, there's so many beautiful things, and you and I talk hyperbaric a lot. Of course, that's what I do, and I love it. And the light therapy, which is what you're infusing into your body. And I think the thing that's so beautiful about what we get to do, and we need to let people know that it's usually not an immediate effect. It takes time. And I tell all my clients, you know, you're 60 years old. It's taking you this long to get to that point, or 70 or 50, whatever it is. It's going to take time for your body to reverse all these things, but it is possible.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
And you've seen it. You see it all the time, every day.
I do.
We're so fortunate to do what we do, isn't it? Because we get to see miracles happen every day.
Yep.
And it's absolutely like, let's just switch things around a little bit from what we're doing in our lives and what our bodies are needing. They're just so desiring to have good nutrition and good light and good oxygen in the body so that it can function the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And good intravenous injections there. So I want to talk a little bit about your cool book, because I love the look of this book, and I love the thought of this book, because it's got a very handsome man on the front there, by the way. For those of you who can't see, it's Dr. Vince is on the front. He looks like Sylvester Stallone in his white jacket. I love it. So tell us the title of it and where people can find it at, Vince.
So the title is Staying Alive, Living Life with Longevity and Vitality, and by Dr. Vinny Leonti. And you can find that on Amazon, of course, Kindle. And I also, I recorded it as an Audible version also.
Awesome.
For people who are interested in that.
And they can find that on either Amazon or Kindle as well, right?
Yep. Yeah. And it's my story and the way I practice medicine. So, I'm trying to give away all my secrets.
But you know what? People
Even
will still
have a
come
quick
to you.
Start guide in the back.
Woo! Okay, quick start guide. Love it. So for you guys that didn't hear that, hold it up one more time, Vince, so you can still, our client, our guests that can see it online can see it. Staying Alive. Love, love, love that title. It's so great. So that, you know, he's got so much more than what we can do in just this hour time. There's so much more to this wonderful man here. But I do want to hear a little bit more about what you and your daughter and the different people in your practice there, just some of the other stories that you're seeing, because I love to tell stories. I get started on my stories about my clients and it's like 2 hours later and I'm just starting. So do you have any others that are standing out to you just for our listeners to hear and see what possibly, if they're just questioning what they should be doing and knowing that there's hope out there, that's what this show is all about, is hope and healing.
Hope and healing, yes. I had another woman who, she came to me, she'd been suffering from chronic Lyme disease for like 10 years. So exhausted that she couldn't play with her 8-year-old daughter. You know, she could just barely do the things she needed to do and she'd be in bed otherwise. And we, you know, went back to our lifestyle medicine. We changed her diet around and we gave her some supplementation. And her body must have been ready for a change because she went from, when she came back in like a couple months later, I'm like, how are you doing? She's like, I feel so much better that I'm planning to go visit my sister and her friend in Austin. So after that trip, I asked her how she'd done. She said, we were walking 10 to 12,000 steps a day, and I haven't felt this good in over a decade.
Wow.
And just, you know, it just warms your heart when you see that. You just feel so gratified that people get their lives back and their loved ones back. And, you know, for that 8-year-old, you know, we impacted that mom who that impacted her 8-year-old daughter. And, you know, that's why we do it. And I just love it. You know, I have people coming in here day after day, just, you know, just so thankful for, you know, how their lives have changed, how they have their energy back, their vitality back. Because, you know, I mean, I'm talking about staying alive because I do want people to stay alive.
Right.
But I don't want people to just survive.
Right.
I want people to feel well. I want people to go out and do the things that, you know, that people should do. You know, have a few years under my belt, and but I'm still.
But getting younger as we're talking, right? Getting younger as we're talking.
My mitochondria and everything. I'm getting younger. you know. I was out there skiing in Utah in the mountains, you know, last year.
And you didn't call me. I love, seriously.
And I love kayaking and, you know, so I want people to be able to do those things.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's, I think we're forging a new reality. You know, I still hear people, oh, you know, I feel like, you know, we're aging, so, you know, I expect it. I'm not going to feel as good, and I'm not doing the thing. I'm like, you know, like, it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it does not.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, I love what you're doing. So tell us, if somebody wants to get hold of you, wants to either talk or have a consultation or come into your clinic, what's the best way for them to get hold of you?
So our website is www.princetonih.com for Princeton Integrative Health. So princetonih.com. Our phone number here is 609-512-1468. And we do, you know, I do free 30-minute discoveries with people so they can hear, you know, what we do and, you know, get an idea if we can help them or not.
I love that you call it a discovery because it truly is, isn't it? It truly is a discovery. Trying to figure out what's brought them to that point or what we can do for them, you know, and I love that. So PrincetonIH.com is your website. And then give us your phone number one more time.
609-512-1468.
14 what? You broke up a little bit there.
1468.
1468. Okay. And if they happen to tell you that they heard you on the Vitality Health Show, bonus for us, so we can keep track. And we'd love to have that, because it's so important for us to share this information back and forth. We just absolutely love it. So I'm going to ask you a really weird question, because we've got just a couple minutes. Have you had anybody ever tell you that they didn't want to get well?
I've never had anybody tell me that.
I have. It's a really weird situation. It's like, why are you here then? You know? But once they realize that they're there for a reason and that it can help them, they change. I can get better. And then after so many sessions, they're like, wow, I do feel better. It's like, yeah. But I've had people tell me flat out they didn't want to get well. And it's a really weird situation. Like, wow, okay, I'm not sure what to do with that, because people come here want to get well.
Well, you know, I guess I have a slight corollary to that, in that I tell people what they need to do to get well, and then they don't want to do it. So I don't know. It's not that they don't want to get well, but I think they're held back by fear and anxiety often.
True. There's a lot of that going on right now, isn't there?
Not get well.
Yeah. A lot of fear and anxiety, because there's a lot of people that have done things over and over and over and over again, and they don't work, you know, and a lot of that's pharmaceutical. A lot of that's just, they just don't have a belief that it will help them. But it will. And that's the thing I want to give our listeners, that there is absolutely hope in your healing. And you're proof of it. You're walking proof of it. I'm walking proof of it. You know, and we walk and talk and live what we talk about, because it makes so much difference in our world. And we just really want to encourage anybody that would like to get hold of Dr. Vincent, to get hold of him. Talk to him. He'll give you a 30-minute consultation. Let him know you heard him on the Vitality Health Show. He's an amazing, amazing man with an amazing story. And make sure you go find his book again. Tell us again, Staying Alive. What was the rest of it?
Staying Alive, Living Life with Longevity and Vitality.
Longevity and Vitality. See, he's going to send me one of those. I just don't have it in front of me. because I love everything he says and everything he does. And I hope that you guys have enjoyed this show. It's been absolutely fantastic. It's been fun to sit there and watch this IV go into his arm. And knowing that he's getting younger and younger as we're speaking and talking here, it's awesome, because he's truly living what he believes. And he's doing what he tells people to do. And that's beautiful. So thank you again, Dr. Vince. I love you to death. And I really appreciate you sharing this with us. And I just hope everybody will go out and buy your book and give you a call.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Love you too. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. And all of our listeners out there, you have a happy and healthy day.